Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's AI technology. I'm Alex, your guide to the complex world of algorithms and computational wizardry.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking and keep Alex from getting too lost in the technical jargon. Today, we're unpacking something really exciting, mastering Llama 3 fine-tuning. Sounds like we're training a llama at the zoo, doesn't it, Alex?
Not quite, Jamie, though I'd love to see that. Llama 3 we're talking about today is Meta's open-weight large language model, and it's a game-changer in the AI world. It's like giving a super brain a course of lessons tailored just for you.
A super brain getting private tutoring? Sign me up. But seriously, Alex, can you break down what fine-tuning these models actually means?
Sure thing. Imagine you have a general knowledge book. It's great for a bit of everything, but not detailed on specific topics. Fine-tuning Llama 3 is like updating that book with entire chapters dedicated to your favorite subjects, like making it a legal expert or fluent in medical jargon.
That makes sense. So we're customizing this AI to be an expert in whatever field we need it for. But how do we even start something like that?
It starts with choosing your strategy. You can go for full fine-tuning, updating all the model's weights, LoRA, which stands for Low Rank Adaptation, where you add small trainable tweaks, or QLoRA, a quantized version that's even more memory efficient.
I'm picturing LoRA as giving the model a light makeover and QLoRA as putting it on a diet for better speed. But what's with all the hardware talk? Why does it matter?
Great analogy, Jamie. And to answer your question, fine-tuning these behemoths of models is like deciding whether you can host a party in a studio apartment or need a mansion. The size of your model and the type of fine-tuning can either require a modest setup or a powerhouse of GPUs.
Got it. So if I'm running a startup, I might lean towards LoRA to keep my electric bill from looking like a phone number.
Exactly. And once you've got your setup, it's all about the data. You need a high-quality dataset tailored to your task. Then it's training time, which can range from hours to days depending on the model and hardware.
Hours to days? Sounds like my last video game marathon, but here's a question. How do we make sure our AI doesn't learn any bad habits?
Ah, the dark side of AI training. We need to be super careful to filter out any toxic or biased data. It's also crucial to regularly evaluate the model's outputs and add safety layers, like moderation filters, to keep things clean.
Safety first, got it. And I assume after all this fine-tuning, we want to keep an eye on our AI to make sure it's behaving?
Right on. Monitoring and observability are key. You want to track everything from performance metrics to making sure the AI isn't straying into unwanted territory.
Sounds like a lot of work, but definitely worth it. Any final tips for our listeners diving into Llama 3 fine-tuning?
Patience and perseverance, and always, always keep learning. The AI field is evolving rapidly, and staying curious is your best tool.
Love that. Stay curious, folks. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. We've journeyed through the world of fine-tuning Llama 3, and I've got to say I'm feeling a bit more like a tech wizard already.
And I'm just happy to spread the wizardry, Jamie. Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. If you're hungry for more AI adventures, don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Until next time, keep coding and stay nerdy.
And remember, if your AI starts asking for a llama, you might have taken a wrong turn somewhere.
Good night, everyone.